Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Hey, friends. We want to tell you about another really special podcast we love. Dinner's on Me with Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Dinner's on Me is a show where your favorite celebrities get dinner and get real. Jesse and his famous friends invite you to the table to share untold stories, Hollywood anecdotes, and personal secrets shared only with a full belly of food, wine, and dessert. Jesse is joined by Modern Family co-stars Sofia Vergara and Ed O'Neill, as well as Kathy Griffin, Simu Liu, Mandy Moore, Dax Shepard, and many more. Take a seat at the table and subscribe to Dinners on Me wherever you listen to podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Prompt Us is a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to the Prompt Us podcast. I am your host, Gabriel Conti.
In a world.
Exactly. You should do it, Chad. In a world where one podcast.
Three guys, one mic, all fighting to share advice. Tune in to on this podcast Monday afternoons.
It gets all whispery.
Three guys, one mic. Okay, well, we actually need to do this. What's up, guys? My name's Gabriel. Welcome to the Promptus Podcast. I'm one of your hosts. My name's Gabriel, like I just said, and I'm joined by my other two co-hosts, Chad and Zach.
I'm a co-host.
From across the pond in Australia.
Like what Gabe said, across the pond in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys ready for the prompt? Do you just want to jump into this one?
Let's just jump into it.
Let's just jump into it.
We don't need any intros. The tech guy doesn't need to talk.
Does he even have a YouTube channel anymore? Let's just jump into it.
Philip DeFranco? Yeah, he's still doing his thing.
He still is?
I watched a recent one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so this prompt is brought to you by, and again, we're going to screw up their name, Millie.
Confidence. Did we not just?
I have confidence in my screw-ups. I'm confidently screwing up right now.
I was about to say, talked about this in the last episode. Yeah. Guys.
So this is from Millie from Uruguay. I love that. I love how.
Isn't it Uruguay?
Probably, but don't forget, I am white.
Yes.
So it's like, it's not fajitas, it's fajitas. Okay. Like
vaginas.
Like fajita. Yeah. Yeah. I just, let me just be clear about it. The bar is really low for me.
Yeah. I got you. Okay. I got you.
So I think all three of us love this prompt because the college episode was so spicy about is going to college worth it? And this episode is almost like a buildup off of it, which is...
It is?
Kind of.
Dude,
people got upset.
People were upset. Dude,
sorry,
we
not
ruffled
sorry.
Some feathers, and people didn't like our opinions.
Yeah, no,
stuff.
I think there's just a few loud minority, like not minority people, but people, just a few loud people, select people. How do I say that?
You're like, yeah, the people who hated us, it was a handful of them.
No, but I mean, out of the out of like the thousands, I think there was just a few loud ones.
Oh, gotcha.
You know what I mean?
I do want to say most of them are like real respectful, like.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like opposite opinions. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah no, no. Yeah, we're not crapping on anyone right now. What we're saying is there was a lot of. No, but everyone who did say something was like offering their actual valid opinion rather than just being like, "You guys are stupid." It was good banter. What we like.
Did you not read the comments, or was that just me?
What?
It was a little bit more aggressive. I think the big thing that we just want to confidently remind people of is, hey, this is, we're not the authority on these subjects. This is speaking from our own experience and our own learnings and our own life. And so as we're sharing different pieces of advice, we're sharing from that lens. And so obviously it's going to be skewed in a certain direction, obviously, because what we believe in faith-wise, that's going to push our thoughts in a certain direction. Then what we each three have been through separately is going to push us in a certain direction as well. And so we do want to encourage you to listen to it through the lens of how this applies to you in your own context, right? Because this isn't going to apply perfectly to everyone. This is not like a blanket formula for your life. This is just hopefully so you can hear conversations and have people work through problems and stuff like that in a reasonably fun but healthy, deep way. So the prompt.
For today's episode that apparently, according to Chad, is going to ruffle some more feathers.
No, I think it's a good piggyback off of that original episode, how can you start working towards your dream job? And the reason I say it's a piggyback off of it is because if your dream job requires you to go to college, that's one way you can start working towards going to it. But if it doesn't require that, then you don't have to. And I don't want to make this whole topic about the whole college situation, but I just wanted to share that a lot of our heart on that episode was, if you have a dream, what does it really require to get there, right? Or are we just going through the motions of what people tell us that we need to do?
Yeah.
It's so important to acknowledge, like, if you know what your dream job is, you're already so far ahead. Can I just say that? Like,
yeah, that's actually so true.
If you're thinking like, yo, my dream job's this, and like, come on, man, that's dope. Like, now you know that you have somewhere to work towards. It's about working out those baby steps. And I think something that I've learned for my dream job, whatever that may be, I'm still working it out. See, that's a good example. But like, for me, I didn't know the baby steps to making content or making music. I didn't know those baby steps. So what I did was surround myself with people who were doing that. And I think that's probably like one of the first things I recommend. If you know what your dream job is, just like start on the ground floor. If it's about working for Apple or a company or Facebook or wherever you want to work, just get on the ground floor, you know, like sweep. I know it sounds crazy, but like just get into the building, because now you're surrounded by the people that are actually doing what you say is your dream job.
Yeah.
If it's creating, then surround yourself with creators. I don't know. I just think that's such a good practical first way to kind of step towards that.
Surrounding yourself by people. And then additionally is like refining your craft or the tools that you need to accomplish whatever that dream job is. Like, if you want to become, I don't know, the best, I was looking at you, Zach, so the best music producer in the world, you know, the most accomplished music producer, you're not going to get there by only sitting in writing rooms and producing sessions. You need to also be producing yourself. You can't just be sitting there piggybacking off of other people. Having those connections and being surrounded by people and being able to engage in those conversations and getting more knowledge from that type of community that you're surrounding yourself by is very important for multiple reasons. Motivation, to stay motivated from just interacting with those kinds of people, learning new things from those people, and, you know, all the things that you get from like that kind of community setting. But also, you need to be refining on a daily basis the craft that that you need to achieve the dream job.
Yeah, I think that's what I struggle with the most, is actually working on the things that are the most important towards a dream job.
I
hope you don't mind if I just kind of speak candidly from, like, you know, about myself. It sounds so weird because I'm kind of not afraid to say this to myself, but when you say it online, it just feels funny. It feels very like a lot. But I feel very confident. My gazoon tight.
Zach's allergic to that, dude.
Sorry, guys.
His headphones almost came off. Did you see that? If you're watching on YouTube, you saw what we just saw. So that means he has to keep it in. That's why I said that. Gosh. He has to keep it in the episode. But I feel pretty confident in my ability to meet people, network, and learn. And I also feel pretty confident in my ability to like unpack what it is you actually need, which is almost like, you know, like reverse engineering, right? Where, so if you have a dream to be a music producer, well, okay, meet one of those people and find out what you need to do and then work your way backwards to where you are, right?
So and then find the goal and reverse engineer the steps that you need to get
And
there.
So I feel pretty confident doing that. But when it comes to actually practicing the craft, that's what I probably struggle with the most.
That's so funny because I'm the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. Like I can find the motivation to every day hunker down and focus and refine my thing. But I'm just so bad at networking because it may have been like me being jaded in LA from like the way that world networks. I just got, and especially like in the YouTube space and stuff, I think I just got so turned off by it. Not even like burnt, but just like turned off by it because there's, you know, some people are fake and this and that. You don't know like if people are genuine and relationships that like people are using each other for their own careers rather than like actual friendship and community and stuff. And I just like kind of stopped networking because I was like wanting to protect myself, I guess, in a way. And I don't know. I just realized now like, no, that's actually, networking isn't this like bad thing. Like it's actually really important. And you need to approach it understanding like this is at least my headspace now on the whole networking thing is like, I need to go in understanding because the other person also understands in this work relationship that it is a work relationship. And like, if we become good friends and if we click and bond or whatever,
cool.
And something great comes out of it. Awesome. We're going to be tight homies and we work in the same industry, even better. But a work relationship is a work relationship. And that's, you know, that first agreement, that first like nonverbal contract that you create through like that networking experience.
Yeah.
And it's something that I'm learning now to be more comfortable with and understand and something that I'm like trying to, I don't know, like dip my toes into more.
Yeah.
Cause that's the part that I'm really bad at where I can sit back every day and be like, I'm going to refine my craft. I'm going to whatever the thing is, like practicing my music or editing or I don't know, videography, all the random things that I've decided to try and tackle.
So out of those like three kind of tips, Zach, where do you think you fall in those? Like, I guess
what would the third be?
I think the first one is like deconstructing what actually needs to be done to work towards your dream. The second one would be the networking. The third would be refining your craft.
Gotcha.
Right. Is that kind of, you know, you know me and try to.
Dude, well, cause I wrote down like the community you built and then the craft. Cool. I was like, was the first one networking or the third one?
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to, has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, friends. We want to tell you about another really special podcast we love. Dinner's on Me with Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Dinner's on Me is the show where your favorite celebrities get dinner and get real. Jesse and his famous friends invite you to the table to share untold stories, Hollywood anecdotes, and personal secrets shared only with a full belly of food, wine, and dessert. Jesse is joined by Modern Family co-stars Sofia Vergara and Ed O'Neill, as well as Kathy Griffin, Simu Liu, Mandy Moore, Dax Shepard, and many more. Join us as we step out of the studio and into some of the most acclaimed restaurants around the world. With surprise appearances and a spoonful of foodie fun, your unique access to high-profile cultural luminaries is served here. Take a seat at the table and subscribe to Dinners on Me wherever you listen to podcasts.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
I mean, I feel like I'm very much in the learning phase. And actually, a big thing that I've learned over this last month or so is that you should never leave the learning phase, that you should always be pursuing getting better at your craft. You should always pursue wanting to improve a skill set, even if it's not like a direct linked skill set. For example, you know, say you become the cleaner at Disney, which is how did Bob Iger get in? He was the cleaner. Do you guys know Bob Iger?
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure he was cleaner. Did he clean at ABC? Yeah. So ABC, and then ABC got bought out. And so I'm sure he was a great cleaner. I know that sounds really weird, but I'm sure that he invested energy into being the best kind of thing he can be in that space at that time. And so even if it feels, say, for example, music production is a great example.
For those of you who don't know, Bob Iger was, or he is, or did he step down from being the CEO of Disney?
Yeah, he's
still is.
No, I think he's still CEO, right?
Is he?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. I felt like I heard something like a year ago that he stepped down or something, but that might have been.
Oh, really? No, I thought he was still at the top. Anyway
it doesn't matter. So he made it to CEO of Disney from being a cleaner at ABC.
Yep.
That's the moral of the story.
Totally. And I just think like it's easy for like me to say that, right? Like it's really easy. If you're listening to this, you're like, sweet Zach, but there's like a billion steps in between. And I think that's like kind of the place that I'm in is like, I just need to be learning. And keep learning, get better at the craft, whatever it may be. Maybe it's talking. You know, we talked about confidence in the last episode. And it's like, you know, you guys made it really clear that you've just got to keep doing it. You just have to keep doing it. And I think that paired with patience, it's like the hardest combination. Like, I need to learn more while also being patient. Like, it's just such a rough combination. So, like, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now is that, and being okay in that place. And I think truly, if it is your dream job, that won't matter, you know, like if you've really committed to that thing, maybe you feel it's purposeful, it won't matter that you have to be patient. And that's where I am right now. I feel like I've found something that I'm like, you know what, this doesn't need to happen tomorrow. I'm really okay with that. I'm just loving the process. And so I think that's how you can truly, I mean, I know that's not what the prompt was. The prompt wasn't how do I find my dream job, but definitely part of that is like, hey, if you're okay to put in the time and the energy and meet the people and surround yourself with these people, then you'll probably be in a pretty good way.
I think that aligns really well with a book that we're reading right now, which is the YouTube formula. Zach and I are both going through it, and my voice cracked, so shout out. But he talks about something really good there, which it's funny because I like kind of went through it, but I didn't really go through it on YouTube specifically. Let me explain. He talks about if you want to become a YouTuber, you need to start out by making videos and just set a goal to make 100 YouTube videos.
Yeah.
And you're going to, he's like, you're going to get nowhere by making 100 YouTube videos, but you need to do it.
Amen. I love that Zach and I looked at each other and we're like, yes.
But now I say the reason why
that's where we're at, dude. Legit.
Yeah, but the reason why I say that I never went through it is because I didn't experience that on YouTube. I like kind of had success right away on YouTube, but that was because I built my Vine following. On Vine, I did that though.
You posted 100 videos with, you know.
Literally, it was probably a Vine every day for a year. Well, yeah. Every day for 6 months, and I finally got to 10,000 followers, and then, mm-hmm. and you were able to grow quicker back then, so that's kind of like a shortened timeline still.
Yeah.
But it was like an everyday, and YouTube videos are obviously longer and stuff like that, but I was posting every single day to try and make this thing happen, and I see it, Zach is doing it on YouTube. He's doing the hustle, and we're tracking, Jess and I are looking at your channel, watching your videos, tracking your growth, because you just have this dream. And what's so funny is like YouTube specifically, and I don't know if this applies to like other jobs, but even starting out, you are doing your dream job from the beginning.
Yes.
But it's yes. not actually yes. the dream that you have yes. because your dream job is doing YouTube with the huge amount of success that comes with hundreds of thousands or millions of subscribers and stuff like that. So like you're still yeah. doing your dream job with zero subscribers on YouTube.
Yeah.
But yeah. you're not doing it with a level of success that mm-hmm. you want. So is mm-hmm. it really your dream job before you dive into mm-hmm. doing it?
Yeah.
Or are you just doing it yep. for the novelty or the success or yeah. whatever it may be?
Yeah.
You know,
bro. Go off, bro.
I love talking to people.
Not sorry. I'm confident.
Yeah.
He's confident.
It's something that Tori and I talk to people a lot about. Like, so we'll see messages or comments like, how do you start a podcast or how do you start a YouTube channel, all this stuff? Or people say, oh, I want to do that, blah, blah, blah. And I always ask them like, well, why do you want to do it? Because if you want to do it to be famous, it's going to be a hard road.
Yeah.
It's going to be a really hard, long road. But if you want to do it because you want to either entertain or encourage someone with whatever it is you create, that means if you get one view, mission accomplished, right? And so, but people start to attach all these really harsh, I don't want to say unrealistic, but hard expectations to their dream job where I need to be growing by this much. I need to be here by this time. And then I'm actualizing my dream. So I love what you're saying. Are you willing to do it if you don't have any yeah. success in it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it still your dream yeah. then? You know, it's a really important question that you just brought up.
Yeah. But the way to get the success is to do it without the success at the beginning yeah. is what I'm saying. And yeah. those things aren't yeah. bad. You know what I mean? Like tracking yeah. and having these goals and like kind of tracking your progress and getting that. But having like if you don't reach those certain milestones or goals and you fall a little short of whatever these goals are that you're setting for yourself, is that affecting your happiness yes. and destroying your like personal I don't know, like happiness, I guess, and how much yeah. of your happiness is fully contingent on that single like goal or these milestones yeah. or whatever.
Wow. I love that because what it sounds yeah, like what you're saying is how much of your dream job is contingent on the success of it or the action of it.
Mm.
You know, because whenever yeah. someone has a dream, there's an action happening. Mm-hmm. It's not just like, you know, like just enjoying it. You're living it in a dream. There's an action actually happening. And so for us, are we enjoying the action of our dream or do we only want the benefits that come along with the dream, you know, with no nightmares involved? Yeah. It's kind of interesting.
It's interesting as well because I think even by answering this question, like who I am because I'm working my dream job, why is that what I'm working for? Let me try and phrase it a different way. Like, is my dream job more important than my habits daily? Does that make sense? Like my obsession of what I could be, the person that I could be, I think that's a trap. When we start obsessing over what we could be and the dream job we could have, it's so important to have goals. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, if you flip and want to be a software developer at Google, then let's go. That's dope. But that obsession, is that stopping you from the habits daily that are actually going to get you there, like educating yourself more, like connecting with people more? Is that going to stop you from doing that? Because if so, you need to just stop thinking about the process.
Yes. Dude.
You need to just stop.
Dude, that is so great because I find myself in that trap a lot. If I start, I have a pretty obsessive personality. So when I find something that I want and have a goal that, dude, join the club, baby. And I have this goal that I want, right? And I can visualize the goal. I can see where I want to go. And I'm like, that's where I want to go. I can spend so much of my time hyper-focused looking way down the road or like at the billboard or whatever it is that you're looking at way down the line and just sitting online watching videos of what it would be like. What is it going to be like when I get there? Yeah. How will life be different? You know what I mean? Like looking at all this stuff and it's like, wait. If you actually want to get there, having that as a goal is great, but you need to be spending your time working on the steps that are right in front of you. Like if you're not, if you're not strategizing your next step and your step after that, how the heck are you, do you think you're going to make it the whole marathon? You know what I mean?
100%.
You need to be 100% focused on the things that are right in front of you day to day, like you're saying.
Yeah.
Practicing, refining your craft every day, whatever the thing is. And I don't know, you said like the software engineer, I don't know what they do. I don't code.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. Coding every day and practicing that every day, refining your craft, building some amazing things to get you to that point and doing the networking.
That's right.
Reaching out to one new person. I heard this story and I forget where it's from. I think it was from a book. And it was this guy who became like the best salesman in this certain company. Yeah. He was like all, the greatest salesman of all time.
Yeah.
And what he attributed it to was this one habit that he did. He wasn't focused on becoming the greatest salesman of all time and getting upset when he didn't reach employee of the month that month or whatever. His focus was this cup that he have that he had full of 100 paper clips. And he had another cup next to it that was empty. And his goal every day was by the end of the day, every time he made a sales call, he took one paper clip from the full cup and put it into the empty cup, made another sales call, put it in the full cup, into the empty cup. Until it was empty. The next day, did it again. The next day, did it again. Next day. And because he did that same thing every single day, over and over, repetition, he became this uber successful salesman.
Yeah.
And I wish I could give credit to whatever book it was, but I forget. Was it Essentialism?
It could have been,
because you were nodding like you heard it, and it was, I think it was Essentialism.
I definitely heard it. I definitely heard that before, dude.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, we want to tell you about another really special podcast we love. Dinner's on Me with Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Dinner's on Me is the show where your favorite celebrities get dinner and get real. Jesse and his famous friends invite you to the table to share untold stories, Hollywood anecdotes, and personal secrets shared only with a full belly of food, wine, and dessert. Jesse is joined by Modern Family co-stars Sofia Vergara and Ed O'Neill, as well as Kathy Griffin, Simu Liu, Mandy Moore, Dax Shepard, and many more. Join us as we step out of the studio and into some of the most acclaimed restaurants around the world with surprise appearances and a spoonful of foodie fun. Your unique access to high-profile cultural luminaries is served here. Take a seat at the table and subscribe to Dinners on Me wherever you listen to podcasts.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand. when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, it's Zuko and Kayla from The Wake Up Call. Enjoy your podcast, but when you're done, don't forget about us. We have a radio show. We try to bring a smile to your face every morning.
We also talk to some of the hottest country stars of today, and we like to share some good news with That's What I Like.
Because Lord knows that's hard to find. When you're done podcasting your podcast, listen to us at 92.3 WCOL.
Set your preset on your radio right now, and don't forget you can listen to us online on the iHeartRadio app.
I mean, it reminds me of this Casey Neistat quote where he says, "Overthinking the process will kill any career in the creative space. You just have to do, not think." And it's like,
wow.
The task that that guy had in place was moving a paperclip. He made it a very trivial, small task instead of being like, I'm nervous about making this phone call right now. I wonder what the person on the other side is going to say about it. And the anxieties that come with that. And it's exactly the same. I'm sure you guys get it with, you know, we can only obviously speak from a creative place, but like making videos all the time. Mm-hmm. It's like the last thing to do to yourself is get anxious about what the video is about. It's still better just to make the video and work it out from there. And so, yeah, man, I'm feeling convicted right now. Jeez.
Dude, legit. I was filming videos today and I'm like, I need to just film my video. I just need to do it. I have to stop worrying. Like, is the content that I'm reacting to good enough content for me to react to? Will I be funny enough to like be okay in this genre of YouTube that is, you know, a typically really comedic genre? Like, all these things are running through my head, and I constantly have to tell myself, dude, shut up, freaking hit record and film your video.
Yeah.
Like, you're fine.
Yeah.
Just shut up and do your thing, you know?
Yeah. I really like what you guys are saying. It really, it speaks a lot to me because I love how many books that you guys mentioned to me to like check out and read. You know, like, you guys really encouraged Essentialism, Atomic Habits, and now the YouTube formula. And so all those interest me, but I also have a pretty addictive personality. And I know that in the past, whenever I've tried to like micromanage every single little piece of like Tori and I and what we do, I became like a robot. And I lost a piece of myself where I actually have to hold back myself from seeing some of those tips and tricks, because while they're great wisdom, I feel like there's so many things I'm doing wrong that I become inactive. So I almost just kind of walk, I don't want to say blindly, but it's like the lights are dim. It's almost like, you know, if you ever woke up in the middle of the night and you don't want to wake up your wife, and so you don't want to turn on all the lights, you just kind of fumble your way through a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I do a little bit of that in my career just because it helps me to not be so like, to try to be perfect, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not afraid to bump into a wall. Yeah. And because I think what's so important is you have to start where you are. You know, that every journey starts with one step. Every journey starts with one step, and you have to take that step, no matter how far the journey is. Mm-hmm. And for me personally, if I can't see how far the fridge is, I'll take another step, and then I'll take another step, and then I'll take another step. But if I do see how far it is and how I need to read all these books and know all these things, my personality may talk myself out of it. I'm like, oh, that's too much. You know, I need a, what kind of camera is that over there?
It's an FX3.
How much did that cost? It's okay. You can.
Do you want me to say
yes, put it on blast.
Crap. How much was it?
Oh gosh. Just give us a ballpark with the lens.
With the lens? Oh,
with the lens.
The lens, that lens, I invested in that lens. Dude, that's a lens I've been using for like 4 years.
Yeah. All right. That, so the just lens hit me is with
like,
the ballpark.
I think the lens is like 3,000 or just shy of 3.
Oh.
And the camera body is like, the camera body is like, looking at, it's like 3.8.
Okay. So it's probably $7,000, right? Mm-hmm. So for me, I had wanted to start doing some type of social media stuff for a while there. Even whenever I lived in New York, I was looking at this stuff, but I didn't think I had the right camera, you know? And so I was like, oh, well, I need to get this camera that Casey Neistat has or whatever. Like,
but dude, that's exactly what Zach was talking about, right? Mm-hmm. Is the overthinking of the whole thing.
And that's what I do.
Like, that's what I'm so happy that I was able to start on Vine, because the barrier to entry, like, you couldn't use a nicer camera. until people freaking hacked the app and stuff, and they were able to upload, you know, the high quality stuff. But you couldn't use it. Like, I had to use my phone. You know what I mean? But then I ended up, technically, I could have stopped myself in that moment because I had an Android, which for anyone who was on Vine back in the day knew that was crap quality. Yeah. Any video you were uploading, the audio was unsynced. Oh, you had a total of 2 pixels on screen. Like, it was so bad. But I was like, I'm going to do it anyway. Like, I'm still going to make these videos and everything. And I was able to, like, save money from doing that so consistently.
So you can invest in this.
I invested in, what was it, iPhone 5C, the plastic colored ones. But no, I invested in an iPod Touch first.
Oh, wow.
Because it was cheaper because I couldn't afford an iPhone.
That story.
So I filmed with the iPod. I would carry both around.
Yeah.
So I could film with an iPod Touch and then find Wi-Fi somewhere and then upload it.
Yeah. And I loved it because you had to start where you were. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing even if, you know, no matter what your dream job is. And of course, we're speaking about creative fields. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, you do need to find those experts or people that are doing what you're doing. I mean, honestly, get on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is one of the most poppin' social media sites out there. People just sleep on it.
Dude, it's so funny. I don't even have a LinkedIn profile. And I'm like, should I make one?
I have one.
Dude.
Yeah,
because you're freaking Chad Masters.
Well, I had to start one in college, but no, it's a great way.
Do they make you start one in your new market?
Yeah, and we had to connect with everybody. We had to. If you look it up, I look like a total nerd, but it's life. But my point is, you can search a certain type of job, like a software engineer, like what you're mentioning or whatever. You can find people, message them, and literally put yourself out there. Be bold and say, "Hey, I'm interested in what you do. Would you mind if I got your email just to ask you a few questions? Or better yet, if you have time, if I live in the same area, could I take you to a coffee or could I hop on the phone call with you for 15 minutes? I just want to pick your brain. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How did you get to where you are? What did you have to do?" And start to walk backwards from there, because I love everything you guys are saying, because I feel like we all have slightly different methods of like going after something, but you always end up in the same area, right? And that should be encouraging to people who are listening, is that there's not one set thing for you to do.
You have to figure out what works for you.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's a lot of those systems and processes that you build.
Refining, yes.
You have to, there's one thing that I've talked about. Remember when I talked about building your ideal week?
Mm-hmm.
That was something that I built so I can kind of create a process for myself of what I wanted to see myself do within a week. And then what didn't work, I changed.
Yeah.
And what worked, I kept.
Yeah.
And maybe even refined a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a constant flow of figuring out how you operate and how, just like getting the best tools in your tool belt to get you to the place that you want to go.
Yeah, absolutely. I know some people may be listening and they're just not really sure what their dream job is or how to figure that out. And I have two things. Number one, sometimes your dream job kind of just unfolds as time goes, right? Because I was a full-time model learning how to do stuff on camera, and Tori was a social media manager where she managed small business and social media. And now when you put those combined with what we do for work, it's kind of funny.
Golden.
And it kind of fell in our lap like
that's
that.
That's the YouTube formula ever heard of it.
But more so than that, if you're sitting down and listening to this podcast, I encourage you to draw a triangle. And then work with me just on this, just for a quick minute.
Only if you're sitting down.
Yeah. If you're standing, don't do it.
If you're laying in bed,
don't do it. You're working out.
You don't qualify.
Yeah. I love it's like Parks and Rec. Straight to jail. Straight to jail. Straight to jail.
Oh my gosh.
I love that the guy's like, overcooked the chicken, straight to jail.
Undercooked, straight to jail. Overcooked, straight to jail.
If you look at the triangle and you look at the bottom right vertice, you want to write all your abilities, right? Everything that you're good at, okay? And don't be shy. This is just you. Write down everything that you're good at. Management skills, communication skills.
What did you tell them to build?
A triangle.
A triangle.
Yeah. Then the bottom left vertice, write your affinities, which is what you're drawn to, what you're passionate about. I'm passionate about helping people. I'm passionate about encouraging people. I'm passionate about creating things. I'm passionate about food. Write everything you're passionate about. And then at the top center vertice, you know, it's a triangle, write your opportunities. So where your abilities get married to your affinities, those are your opportunities, because you're doing what you love with what you're good at. And that's how you develop your dream job.
Yo, what's up, guys? Thank you so much for watching this episode of Prompt Us. Make sure to go to promptuspodcast.com to submit your own prompts, and we will see you in the next one.
Prompt Us is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey, friends, we want to tell you about another really special podcast we love, Dinners on Me with Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Dinners on Me is a show where your favorite celebrities get dinner and get real. Jesse and his famous friends invite you to the table to share untold stories, Hollywood anecdotes, and personal secrets shared only with a full belly of food, wine, and dessert. Jesse is joined by Modern Family co-stars Sofia Vergara and Ed O'Neill, as well as Kathy Griffin, Simu Liu, Mandy Moore, Dax Shepard, and many more. Take a seat at the table and subscribe to Dinners on Me wherever you listen to podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public, the list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's the Breakfast Club, the world's most dangerous morning show.
Hey!
Angela Yee is kind of like the big sister that always pokes you in the forehead.
That's not how it goes?
That's not how anything goes.
Yimby's really like a robot. One of the best DJs ever.
Believe that.
Charlamagne is the wild card.
And I'm about to give somebody the credit they deserve for being stupid.
I know, that's right.
What is wrong with you?
Listen to The Breakfast Club weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 106.7 The Beat. Columbus's real hip-hop and R&B.